The Bush administration has adopted new language toward the Israeli-Palestinian conflict and indicates it plans to get more actively involved in trying to resolve it. Over the weekend, President Bush used the name Palestine to describe a future Palestinian state. He is the first U.S. president to do so. Secretary of State Colin Powell calls it an important statement and says the president's choice of words was deliberate. NPR's Vicki O'Hara reports.
President Bush made only brief reference to the Middle East conflict on Saturday when he delivered his first address to the UN General Assembly, but it was enough to make people take notice.
We are working toward a day when two states, Israel and Palestine, live peacefully together within secure and recognized borders as called for by the Security Council resolutions.
Secretary of State Colin Powell says the president's statement did not break new ground.
Except that it was coming from the President of the United States in this current administration, and he chose an international forum in which to do it, which I think is a powerful signal.
Secretary Powell met yesterday in New York with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres, and Persian Gulf leaders. Afterward, he told reporters he senses a new urgency by Israel and the Palestinians to stop the violence that's engulfed their region for more than a year.
Timing will ultimately be up to the two parties. It can't be forced.
The Bush administration, according to Secretary Powell, is looking for ways to help.
In the days and weeks ahead, I think you will see us do more toward that end. The vision that the president gave to the United Nations yesterday, we will add more to that as we go forward with additional ideas.
Secretary Powell denied that the president's speech was designed to placate the Arab world as the U.S. seeks allies against terrorism. He also said efforts to restore calm in the region should not get bogged down in a debate over who's a terrorist, a statement likely to upset Israel.
We can spend hours discussing the difference between what one person calls terrorism and another person calls freedom fighting. But for this area right now, this vision, we shouldn't waste our energy in that kind of dialogue. We should use our energy to get the violence down to nothing.
President Bush did not meet Yasser Arafat in New York over the weekend, as some had hoped. The administration says it's looking for Arafat to do more to curb attacks on Israelis. But Powell held out the possibility. He said he's confident that as success is achieved, the president will have an opportunity for his first meeting with the Palestinian leader. Vicki O'Hara, NPR News, New York.